Republicans tried to delay the vote on Transportation Secretary Frank Bisalacci until he could answer questions in a public hearing about his involvement with Kenosha businessman Dennis Troja. Troja ran a trucking firm in 2004 that got help from DOT lawyers under Bisalacci's watch in resolving interstate tax disputes worth around $1 million. The FBI has questioned at least one DOT employee regarding the case. Nina Republican Senator Mike Ellis told his colleagues Troja got special treatment and called it an example of moral erosion from the top on down in the governor's administration.
Nobody's attacking Frank. I haven't heard anyone on this floor say Frank's a bad guy. Frank's falling on a sword for the governor here.
But popular Democrat Bob Jauch said that to vote against Bisalacci's confirmation would be an indictment in itself and would, quote, serve him to the wolves. Jauch says Bisalacci handled the case involving Troja's trucking firm by the books, just like he would any other.
Don't stand up and condemn him for doing his job. By God, let's not let the Senate become a place where demagoguery and desire to make political statements overshadows our responsibility to be respectful of others who are doing their jobs, and Frank is doing his job.
While several Republicans protested the vote, most of them joined Democrats in supporting Bisalacci. He was confirmed by a 27-6 margin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.